Astronomers at the University of Arizona had a major role in creating the telescope's infrared eyes. George Reike is the science team lead on one of the key instruments that will help the Webb telescope look at objects deep in space. Launching the telescope into space is part of what helps it work, Reike says, because
Infrared astronomy from the ground to trying to detect a match in a blast furnace. When you get in space, you can cool the telescope down, and then suddenly you gain 1,000 times more sensitivity.
Reike says he worked for over 20 years on the project alongside his wife, Marcia Reike. She was the principal investigator on the main camera, which is one of the most sensitive infrared cameras ever built. Roger Windhurst is a co-investigator and interdisciplinary scientist for the Webb telescope. He expects Webb will reveal the unknown and unexpected once it begins capturing images.
We're going to understand better our place in the cosmos. We're going to characterize and maybe even find Earth-like exoplanets and understand them better.
Reike and Windhurst say this is a historic moment in science. The Webb telescope launched into space in late December, and now instruments are turning on and getting ready to align in the coming days so they can take images. The goal is to find what's known as first light galaxies right when they were formed. Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.